You want to hurt me? Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better. I'm an easy target. Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you. But I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me. My customers like me. Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
Shut up and
refill more popcorn.
Shut up and
refill more popcorn.
Waka waka, guys. What is up? Welcome back to another extra Butterfeed preview. I said, fuck it, y'all. I'm going to do the rest of the year extra Butterfeed preview so y'all can get an understanding of what I do on that podcast feed, what that podcast feed is all about. And this one is going to be a Pop In My Movie Cherries. Now, what is Pop In My Movie Cherry? It's basically watching movies that have a fan base, that have a following in a way, and are very good, and I've never really seen them or given them a shot. And this one is a movie I have never seen. It is 1987's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Steve Martin, John Candy, and a plethora of now people, cameos of people that I recognize. And it's just a very fun John Hughes movie. I can admittedly say I've never seen it. Always seen stuff about it. And I'm not gonna name names, Alex. I'm not ashamed to say I haven't seen this movie. I am kicking myself now for not seeing it sooner because I fucking love this movie. This movie is so funny. Such oh my God. I can't even put into words what the fuck is wrong with me. What the fuck is wrong with me, ladies and gentlemen? Why have I not ever seen this movie? As, oh my God. Where do I start? Where the fuck do I start? Other than the fact that we have John Candy playing Dale Griffin, Steve Martin playing Neil Page, and these two comedy legends, come to meet each other, and I wouldn't say a cross country thing, but it is a road trip movie, if that's the best way to put it, in a way, because holy fuck, we have Neil Page working in New York City, trying to be home for Thanksgiving in Chicago, and from the very get-go, from the very beginning, he is hit with obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, trying to get his flight, and then be redirected. Like, holy fuck. So let's break this down, y'all. He's in his office, or he's in a meeting, I should say, he works for a marketing company, and he's in the office with a potential client, or a client, I shouldn't say potential. There's really no backstory to that. It's a funny scene with him sitting there waiting for this man to make a decision on the ad that he wants for his company. And he is mouthing to the fellow gentleman across from him, I have a flight. He's looking at his ticket. His flight is at 6 o'clock. His friend has a flight at 8. Or his coworker, I should say. And he's trying to get the fuck out of there so he can make his flight, so he can be home for Thanksgiving with his family. And the gods aren't having it. This guy's taking forever, 2 hours just to be told, hey, you know what? Let's reconvene. Let's get together after the holidays and I'll make my decision. So now his buddy's telling him, good luck making your flight. Because first of all, you ain't going to find a taxi by the time you get there. If you get there, he's telling him all these basic travel hiccups. One thing I like is I guess you call them cameos from certain people. The first person is Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon and Steve Martin make a notice a cab that is, I guess, in traffic further up, maybe a block or so away. And they're trying to make that cab. And they, but one is on one side of the road, one is on the other side, and they're hauling ass to try to get this cab. Steve Martin, it looks like he has, he's gonna win. He trips over a big trunk, misses his shot. Kevin Bacon takes the cab, takes off, notices the trunk, and just kind of like shrugs it off. It's like, oh, fuck, great. Sees another taxi, goes to get it. A gentleman before him gets it. And he's trying to plead to this mother, this gentleman's better side, can you, I need to get home. Could you find it in your heart? The guy's like, $50, $75, and it's like, $50, like, what? So now he's paying this dude, and while he's haggling with this guy, John Candy's character, we don't see him until a little bit close to the end. He steals the cab, basically. He gets in the cab. The cabbie sees him, throws his stuff in the trunk. And just as Steve Martin goes to open the door or confront him, he's like, oh, my God, you're stealing my... This is my cab. John Candy looks up, and then door closes, and the cab's gone. So now it's like, all right, I know this motherfucker. I don't know. I'll probably never see him again, but that motherfucker's in my memory banks. Somehow they make it. He makes it to the airport, and he's sitting in his waiting for it to board. And he notices a man in front of him with that look in his eye, like, I know this motherfucker. I know this motherfucker. He noticed John Candy's character Dale notices him being stared at, lowers it. And we have their first interaction, one of almost the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And Steve Martin tells him, you stole my cab. You stole my cab. Oh, let me make it up to you. Let me be beer and a hot dog. It's like, no. Tea, soda, anything. Let me get you some. No, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm deeply sorry. Then you think they're not going to meet again. Well, then he boards his plane. He has a first class ticket. They can't, something happens, there's a delay, so they had to change some stuff up. They can't, the airline can't basically give him his first class ticket. He has to go to coach. Who's there waiting for him at coach? Dale Griffin, John Candy. Oh my God. Then this motherfucker, this stuff just piles on and piles on and piles on. You got, the flight gets the flight is to Chicago. They can't land in Chicago because of a snowstorm. So they somehow or another they end up in Wichita Falls, I believe. Let me make sure. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. See, I do have Wikipedia. Delay, just changed then. Well, yeah, we're to Wichita. So they are stuck in Wichita for the night. John Candy, he calls a wife. John Candy calls a motel that he knows. Because he sells shower rings. He goes, coast to coast. He travels. He's a salesman. Boom. So he knows people. He knows, So Dell sees him Neil is trying to get a motel. Dell sees him, says, did you book anything? It's like, no. Okay. If you cover the cab fare, when we get to the motel, I can get your room. I know the guy, okay, fine. Because he noticed, he's like, I don't want to deal with this motherfucker. I don't want anything to do with this guy. He stole my cab. He's been a pain in the ass. Took his shoes off of the plane, but he notices people sleeping in the airport. He's like, you know what? A nice bed and a warm shower does sound nice. So, all right, I'll take you up on it. They jump in the cab. This cab is fucking bonkers. And now we see another cameo from, what's his name? Lanny Hankin. Is it Larry? No, Larry Hankin. Damn it. My glasses. I need to upgrade my prescriptions. Bad. He's the cab driver. Wacky. So he gets to the motel. get the room. It's a one bed. It's a one bed room. Can't get his own room. They look at the bed. They're kind of like, fuck, oh, we got to sleep together. And they're making like, I don't know if it's like, oh, hey, like oh, awkward small talk. I don't know. Anyways, Dell takes a shower first, makes a huge mess in the bathroom. Neil goes in after him. He just puts shampoo or gets his hair shampooed up, and he can't. The water cuts off. He's got shit all over his eyes. It's just so fucking funny. It's I mean, how can you describe it as just being a totally funny 80s, not even an 80s movie, just a funny movie set in the 80s. You got credit cards being used with that little copier thing, not a, you know, this is years before you could swipe a card and all that stuff. The magnetic strip, yeah, whatever. Yeah. So they end up in the bed. Then we hear, if you heard the opening, John Candy and Steve Martin have this little kind of like finally, you know, laying all your cards on the table kind of deal, where he just tells Dell, you're just annoying. You're this, you're that. You're like, he just, and you see the hurt in John's eyes, in Dell's eyes. And when I heard this, I had seen this clip plenty of times, especially on TikTok. And it just, it's like, you feel sorry, but it's like, at the time when I would see the clip, I had no backstory to it. Like, okay, why does he feel that way? What's going on between the two? When I finally saw the film, I see this scene in a whole nother light of just like, oh, okay, I get it. Damn. So this dude annoyed this other dude so much to the point where he flips on him, and it's like he threw everything at him and he took it, and he just kind of like, you know, you feel a little sorry for him. Neil, Steve Martin's character, obviously feels bad about it and just returns to bed. And they wake up in the morning, and it's a classic scene of him cuddled up, John Candy cuddled up with Steve Martin. And where's your hand, Neil? Dell, where's your hand? It's in between two pillows. Nuh-uh. No, he's got him in his butt cheeks. That was funny as fuck. So they wake up, they get, and not only that, they get robbed. So they have that little incident, they fall back asleep. Somebody breaks into the room, steals all their cash, not credit card, just their cash. So the next morning, they eat breakfast, they realize they've been robbed. Holy fuck. Prior to that, I skipped over an important piece. They paid for the room with a credit card. Now, Neil is basically paying for everything. Dell has scammed his way into getting a free cab ride, a free room, and I guess a free breakfast at this point. Dell tells Neil, you know what? I know a guy that works in the railroad. He can get us, let's take a train. We're in Wichita, bound to be a train station. Let's get a train. Okay. Now another cameo. I don't know what, let me bring it up. The character he played, but it's the actor Dylan Baker. He plays Owen, the son of the person Dell knows on the railroad. They think there's a train station in Wichita. This time, Owen takes them from Wichita to the nearest town that does have a train station. And the scene is just them sitting out there waiting for the ride. And it's this huge, it's just hillbilly. That's the funny thing. That's what I loved. One of the things I loved about watching this movie is seeing the people that they come across. And it's people that would eventually go on to do better things. This actor went on to play Dr. Connors in Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. I think it was just like one. I think it was Spider-Man 2. Been in a plethora of other things. Off the top of my head, I think he was... Damn. Can't think of nothing other than Spider-Man 2. But he's been in... I mean, I could bring up his Wikipedia. And so anyway, they make it to the train station. Neil tries to basically quote unquote break up, but kind of like, oh, you know what? We couldn't find a seat together or a joining seat or whatever. We're going to be in different cars. So I guess this is it. You know, it was a pleasure meeting you. Plus certainly was an experience, and have a good life. He gets on the train. They part ways. You see the look in his eyes. He's happy. Like, yes, I'm done with that motherfucker. You got to worry about that son of a bitch. What happens? Fucking train breaks down. The fucking train breaks down. Everybody gets off the train. The conductors, and they're telling them, you know, just a mile up to the highway. You know, that's the best solution for people right now. Everybody walks. He sees Dell lugging his big ass footlocker. Dell sees him and has like this almost like a puppy dog reaction. Like, oh, does he see me? Will he help me? Will he not? Fuck it. Let me just pretend like I need his help. Maybe if he's a good person, you know, he's a scammy man. He's a salesman. He knows people. He can tell. They do that. He sees him. Neil is actually a good person. As much as the world is annoying him right now, and Dell, he's a good person. And so he walks up to Dell and picks up his other end. And Dell realizes, oh hey, thanks. We're back together again, bud. Let's go. So they make it to the nearest station. I think it's a bus station, or I believe so. And oh man, what is it? What is it? Oh, so he's a shower ring salesman. This motherfucker could sell ice to an Eskimo. This motherfucker is slicker than goose shit, baby. This Dell, don't fuck around with Dell. You know your Dell, or you know a couple Dells, and you got a couple Dells in your life. So he starts selling these shower rings to potential customers. Well, actually, they are customers, because he's telling people, oh, this is Tina Turner earrings. This is a Cher bracelet. You know, he's giving these people the, like, ivory. There's the white ones are ivory. It's the funniest shit. And he's making bank. He's selling these fucking idiots the fucking shower rings as other stuff. And I think he brings in like a couple hundred or something. I don't know. Can't remember off the top of my head. But so now him and Neil are eating like fat cats, like fat rats. You know, they got, they're prepping to get the bus ticket. They get on the bus. They drive down the road. And what happens? What do you think happens? These motherfuckers. Oh, fuck. Off the top of my head, they break down again. Right? I think. Now I'm drawing a fucking blank. It's been a day since I've seen it. You should be fresh in my mind. But goddamn. So now they're stuck in the next town or whatever. Neil and Dell break up again. I guess that's the best way I can put it. They break up again. But in actuality, Dell, you can tell Dell is a little bit butthurt. He's upset. But you know what? Okay, fine. Yeah. It was nice meeting you, blah, blah, blah. They go their separate ways. Neil rents a car that's not there. He rents a car. It's not there. And the fucked up thing is he has to walk back to the counter that's at the airport, probably like a mile or two away. By the time he gets there, he's been through an overpass. He's busted his ass a few times. He looks like shit. Goes up to the ticket counter, and there we have the next cameo by Edie McChug. I think that's her fucking name, McChug. Hang on. Edie McClurg, my bad. She is... Oh, where have I seen her that y'all would probably... If you've ever seen Cheech and Chong's next movie, she is the woman that plays the mother of the girl that they meet that night. She's a real... and I also think she is the secretary in Ferris Bueller. So that's who we're talking to. She's on the phone. She's talking to her family member about Thanksgiving coming up. Oh, I can't talk. Like she's... And he's just staring at her like, dog, Like, oh, the stare, the look in his eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Holy fuck. If I could bring up this clip, the best way to describe this scene is just this clip. Hang on 1 second. Let me bring it up. Well, you know what? I can put pause. Pause it.
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile, a fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick, 4 fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're fucked.
So that's the scene. And you know, there's a thing called, whatever, you play a 30-second clip. That was way more than 30 seconds. But it's not like I make a fucking buck off this shit. So fuck it, YouTube. Come after me, yo. So that's the scene. That is such a fucking funny scene because he says fucking a lot. So I might put that as the opener. Probably not because I already did the opener. But yeah, so that happens. You're fucked. So he walks off, tries to get a cab or something, or he's walking and has an incident with the, I guess, cab director or some guy. Gets knocked the fuck out and almost ran over by Dell, who has a rental car now. And yeah, so we're going to get to how he got this rental car. But he sees his friend and he's like, you know what? Come on, join the party, Bubba. The band's back together. Let's get on down the road. They go down the road. They have an incident. They're driving throughout the night. There's, you know, I'm drive 1 hour, you drive the next hour, whatever. They're swapping. So when John Candy's character, Dell, gets back behind the wheel. Oh, and then they have this, John Dell has this deal with this fucking reclinable chair. Can't find the right spot. He ends up breaking the seat. Neil finally goes to sleep. Dell is driving, throws a cigarette out the window. It flies back in through the back window because the back window's cracked. Lands in the back seat. Gets his jacket caught in all the little maneuvers down by the side of the seat. He's basically driving with his legs. They goes off the road, off the exit. Is able to stop and he wakes Neil up. Neil's like, what the fuck's going on? Oh, nothing. Just trying to take off my parka. Instead of, okay, so they reach that stop sign off the exit. Instead of getting back, he turns around and goes the same way he was coming. Instead of turning at that exit split or whatever, he keeps going down the fucking road he just came down, the opposite direction. He's going the wrong way. These people are talking at him, telling him, you're going the wrong way. You need to turn around. Yeah, you're going to kill somebody. They think he's drunk. They think he's fucking with them. Come up between, come up to like 2 18-wheelers who are neck and neck on the 2-lane road. Somehow have enough room for that car to get between them. This funniest fucking scene. John Candy turns into the devil. They're both screaming, ha! Ah. You see fucking the skeletons, like when there's some like shock stuff going on. They make it out. They spin around. The trunk falls in the middle of the road. They're on the side of the road. He's kind of laughing like, oh shit, oh, you okay? We're alive. Ha ha. They get out, get the trunk and their stuff in the middle of the road, off of the road. And they kind of take a little breather on the side of the road. And that cigarette that was thrown in the back seat finally catches everything on fucking fire. The whole car just whoosh, almost burnt to a crisp. Still functionable. Doesn't blow up. Just everything inside and I guess it was a convertible, or it's basically a skeleton car. Dell tells Neil that he used his credit card. Their cards got swapped next to, I guess, right when they would get the first motel room. And it's like, Neil is like, oh, fucking hate you. He kicks him, I think he kicks him in the nuts or punch him in the gut. Like I said, the car's still functioning. He make it down the road, put down the road. All his wallet was in the glove box of the car, so it basically got burnt to a crisp. Can't rent a room with the credit cards because the cards are just pieces of melted plastic. The guy tells the clerk at this motel is, I think the room was like $42 or something like that. He only has about $17 cash on him. Sells his watch, or tells the man, you know, take this watch. It's blah, blah, blah. It's worth whatever. He gets a room. John Candy, Dell, sits in the car. He has nothing. So he sits in the car, freezing his ass off. Neil wakes up in the middle of the night and just kind of like starts to feel sorry. And just like, you know what? Like I said, man, Neil's a good person. So him and Dell, he has Dell come in and they're drinking the mini bar. They're eating chips and candies and whatnot. And have a little heart to heart. They're feeling good. I think Neil says something about it. Why does it feel like summer camp? You know, because he's having such a good time. They get up in the morning. The car's stuck because it's snowed in or whatever. So they're rocking it back and forth, this and that. Dell accidentally drives into the room. Causes a huge, like, just breaks the whole fucking side of the building. Dell or Neil jumps in the car and they split. They say, fuck this. We ain't sticking around for this shit. Let's go. They go down the road and they get stopped by a police officer who is, I believe, the last cameo, played by Michael McKean. If you ever watched Better Call Saul, he plays Saul Goodman's brother. He's also been in a plethora of movies and shows. The one that off the top of my head, I want to say Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap. He was in that film. Off the top of my head, that's all I can think of. Sorry. But you know him. When you see him, you know exactly who it is. And they get impounded. Their car gets impounded because, you know, the car is basically a piece of shit. It's a rolling death trap. So now, I want to say they're about 3 hours out of Chicago or something. So they're sitting at the courthouse. The car's been impounded. Neil's sitting. And then Dell comes out of nowhere with an 18-wheeler who has agreed to give them a ride. But you can't ride in the cab. These motherfuckers ride for the next 3 hours to Chicago in the back of like a, I want to say a chicken truck, but I don't think it's a chicken truck. Let's see here. It's a refrigerated truck. That's what it was. Refrigerated trailer, sorry. So they finally make it to Chicago. They're on, I guess, what do you call it? The subway deck or whatever. This is where they bid their goodbyes. This is where, hey, you got me to Chicago. Don't worry about paying me back for anything. You got me here alive. You know, have a good holiday. You know, maybe one day we meet again or something. Neil gets in the train and goes off. And he's just playing the events in his head. And he's laughing. And he's starting to connect the dots. He's like, he was talking about his wife loves him. How it's good to have that someone to grow old with you, or someone to grow old with. And then he remembers the conversation. I haven't been home in years, something like to that extent. And it clicks. And he gets off the next stop, takes the train going back to the station previous, and he walks in and sees Dale sitting in the station, just kind of not moping, just kind of like, okay, well, what do I do now? This guy I just spent the last few days with and took a liking to, you know, platonic liking. And now he's gone. We've reached the end of our tale, our travels. And he tells him straight off, you know, what's going on? What's the matter, Neil? What's the matter, Dale? And Dale tells him his wife died about 8 years ago. And I saw this clip. This is another clip I saw on TikTok. And, you know, always tag was like, oh, man, this hit hard. And I wanted to know why. This is one of the reasons why I watched the film. It's like, I wanted to know why this moment in particular hit hard. Like, I hear what is being said. I see the look in the eyes. But I want to understand why. And that's why one of the reasons why I watched the film. And it hits you. This man just travels the country doing his thing, but at the same time, there's no home for him to go back to, especially now for Thanksgiving and holidays. And it's a little depressing. It's a little sad. And Neil, like I said, is a good person. Neil is a good person and invites him to his house for, I don't know, it's never said, but he invites him over for Thanksgiving, especially for Thanksgiving. And they have that iconic scene of them carrying the trunk, the footlocker, between the two up the street to his house. He meets his family, his in-laws, his parents. And they have that song, Every Time You Go. I can't think of a song. I ain't no fucking singer. But I don't know what the name of that song is. But it's fucking lovely, man. It's a beautiful ending to this film. And that's it, guys. That's all I got. That's the end of the movie that I'm talking about. And yeah, I am kicking myself why I have never seen it or remember seeing it in the past. I'm pretty sure they would have shown it on TV because a lot of movies I've seen growing up, I mean, be on like TBS, WGN, whatever, they would show it. And you know what? It was a very beautiful movie. Very funny. I mean, you got Steve Martin, John Candy. I mean, come on. Those are some fucking comedy legends right there. Rest in peace, John Candy. So yeah, man, this is a quote. Why the fuck haven't you seen this, Nietzsche? What the fuck is wrong with you? But I'm glad I did, and it's definitely gonna be. I'm gonna watch it whenever I see it on TV on the guide or just see it on the streaming services, and I want to share it too. I mean, my chick, she laughed when I told her the title, and her reaction when I told her I'd never seen the movie, her reaction was like you would think that she'd seen it, and I'm like, oh, like really, you haven't seen this movie? But no, she just liked the title. She thought the title was weird. She's like, really? There's a movie called like that? So that's a hell of a thing. And it's a perfect movie to watch for this popping my movie cherry because next week, as I'm recording this, and as this drops, is a Thanksgiving movie. It's Thanksgiving next week, y'all. It's turkey time. It's the time to get and be thankful for what the things and just to be thankful for everything. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? I'm still just trying to find the words as to why the fuck I haven't seen this fucking movie. Fuckity fuck, fuck, fuck. So that's it, guys. That's the preview. And like I said, I'm going to just go ahead and just knock out a few more preview episodes for the rest of the year. And then start 2023 fresh with the usual shit, the bad sequels in popular franchises. I want to thank you for checking this out. And if you like episodes like the last few that I've been putting out, these extra butter previews, go check out the extra butter feed at shutuppopcorn.com. Do the link tree link because it's easier to just click and find the feed in whatever Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, I'm trying to, I need to update the website with everything going on. And I'm also going to try and add some more popcorn bites to my YouTube channel and Instagram, because those are two where I, those are two sites that I drop the popcorn bites. I might start putting some on TikTok. I have noticed, if you follow me on TikTok because of the podcast, thank you. If you follow the podcast because of the TikTok, thank you even more. But I get a lot of people that follow my TikTok because of one video, and they realize that, oh, he's not going to post any more bull riding videos? Why the fuck did I follow him? And I'm starting to see that number drop little by little. Now, I've already reached the TikTok live minimum requirement. So unless these motherfuckers start abandoning ship just as fast as they started jumping on the boat, I'll be all right. I need to utilize TikTok live a little bit more to kind of market this podcast out better. But as of right now, I'm going to be real with y'all. I don't have a lot of listens and downloads. So when you listen to this podcast, and I mean listen it from beginning to end, know that when I say I appreciate that, I'm talking straight from the heart. I really do. This is a hobby. I'm not getting paid like I should or like I thought I would or whatever. It's a work in progress. And I know I haven't done a sponsor. I have lost my sponsorships. I need to try and get some of them back, but it's like I said, it's a hobby. It's a creative outlet. I got my buddy over there talking about he wants to shoot the shit on a podcast, but his idea of a podcast, I feel, is like, you know, a lot of these celebrity comedians have a studio. They get together, they shoot the shit, and then they post it on YouTube, and then the audio goes to whatever the audio. Distribution. The podcast, to me, a podcast, I mean, yeah, that's a podcast, but I don't know. Video, I ain't the prettiest motherfucker to look at. I'm just saying. But just know, for everybody that has stuck it in to the very end of this episode and every other episode, I really, really do appreciate you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And, you know, It's this going on 4 years come this March. So we're getting there. Season 6 drops in March. When I said I'm doing a season for a whole year, I mean that shit. Because then you got people who put out 12 episodes and call it a dozen, and that's a season, and they've only been doing it 2 years, and now the motherfucker's on season 20. What the fuck? So How do I end this episode other than the fact, go watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles if you haven't already, like my dumbass. It's only been around since I was born. 87, y'all. 35 years. So, Nanu Nanu. No, I fucked that up. Appreciate y'all. Please be on the lookout for other stuff on the website. Like I said, I'm going to update that soon. Probably right now when I get off of here. And remember, if you ain't laughing, you ain't living. Take care of yourself and the people you love. Nanu, nanu. Peace.